Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you are online today, please use the hashtag stay connected when you post stuff so we can all see each other's posts. And if you're looking for official updates on the situation with the self-isolation and this whole pandemic that's happening to us, text COVID-19SF to 888-777. That's official news, official updates.
We are still taking your texts at 800-400-3697. Appreciate you guys staying connected with us. In fact, we've been using the hashtag stay connected, and we'd love for you to use it too when you post. So do.
Yes, please.
Here's some of what you sent, though. Instead of a stimulus package, we need universal health care. Well,
that would be great, too.
Yeah. The problem, oh, never mind. It doesn't matter what I think the problem is. Some news, S&V. Farmers markets remain open. Yay.
What?
If you go, be patient, clean, and respect social distancing guidelines. Great to hear your voices today. Stay safe and sane.
Wow. I'm actually, to me, a farmers market doesn't sound like the place you want to go, but I think that's, you know, a lot of people go to those all the time, get their fresh food, support farmers.
It might be an easier way to stay distant if you're outdoors, but yeah. I'll tell you, and this was a texter wrote this, and if I find it as I scroll through, I'll read it, but the message they were sending is, if you, and I believe this to be true, as my last experience in a grocery store was 3 or 4 days ago, but no one had masks, no one was practicing spacing, and many of the people in the store were, based on their hair color, over 50.
Oh,
I don't know if that plays a role in them feeling like it can't get them, or I don't know what to think, but as I walked around, I just thought, wow, this hasn't caught up with everybody yet.
Definitely not.
So, I don't know. Okay. Farmers markets are open. You all are crazy. Eat the sandwich from the top down.
Oh, no. That leaves the worst part for last. Please. Don't.
Well,
talk.
What if you find yourself full before you get to the end?
Oh, then I can handle a sandwich. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
It's going to be fine. That sandwich is going down.
All right. Jeez.
In fact, I'm hungry for a sandwich right now. I might have to make one. Oh, my God. Grilled cheese sounds so good right now, doesn't it? I think John got some pepper jack and I got some sharp cheddar in there. Oh, it's going to be good. Ooh, butter.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Sounds hey, Ben, has Isla listened to herself back on the radio? We love hearing her. She's such a light. She has the best personality. She's smart, fun, confident, and can carry a great conversation for her age. You done good.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing
great.
Her with us.
Hmm.
What, has she listened back to herself?
I don't know if she has gotten to hear herself, and that's why I picked up the phone and was trying to video her so she could hear it.
Right. Well, I was telling your wife yesterday that she should listen to how cute, because I guess she missed yesterday's thing. So I know your wife's got the podcast figured out.
Yeah, she knows how to do that. Maybe we'll do that for her.
Yeah, just let her. It'd be cool for her to hear it. She was so good today, Vinny. I mean, I just thought the thing where she's telling us all about Taylor Swift, I mean, that was exactly what you want to hear.
Taylor Swift wasn't her first concert because that was Michael Franti, but Taylor Swift's one of the shows she's been to.
Yep, she told us all about it. Actually, she didn't say enough about it. I'll have to ask her more about that tomorrow.
Oh, super.
Yeah.
Oh, here's someone. Lance Armstrong was stripped of all his wins. He was an early investor in Uber and said that he is worth $100,000 and said that it is worth more than $20 million now that they went public.
Yeah, no, we were saying that he didn't have to go to jail over it.
Right. Well, and he also got very rich off it and is sitting on that money, whether his titles were stripped or not.
Right. Being rich is a consolation for having your title stripped. I mean, at least, you know, he knows he can feed himself.
Hooray! More inappropriate sex talk. I didn't feel like we had any, but okay.
No, I agree with you. I feel like we've been keeping it on the up and up. Listen, I didn't want to say anything with your daughter hanging around anywhere. I was going, you know, sweet fleshy parts and
yeah, we're talking about bread and
food in general.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
everything's fine. Don't worry.
I'm always down for dirty talk, though. So feel free.
I know that you are. Don't, Bryn. The kids are up now. The kids are listening.
I love that skid. Oh my God, I eat the sandwich the same way Sarah does. The dry bottom crust and then the top. I save the bended part for last.
Yeah.
Oh, I already read that one. I still don't know why I do that. Because it's the woman area of the bread. That's why.
Yep. Mm. The sweet.
Down there.
The tender flesh.
All right.
It's good.
So great hearing y'all in the morning. It's like nothing has changed with you all, with the exception of having Isla, which is awesome.
Yeah. Great addition.
My husband had a triple bypass a week ago Tuesday, and they locked down the hospital on Wednesday, so I haven't been able to see him since then.
Thank God for
technology that brings us you guys every morning and allows me to work from home and lets me video chat with my husband. And thank you. Oh, boy, this one's all over the place. Sorry, everyone. I lost the end of that one. 510 says, Isla's my favorite now. Isla's six. She reads like a 9-year-old. I don't know what that means, but
I mean she's ahead of the curve, Ben.
Okay, she's
a good kid, smart kid.
Anyone else got the? excuse me, sorry. Anyone else got that quarantine 15, like freshman 15?
I got the quarantine 10 for sure. I'm working on the 15, though. Don't you worry.
Oh, we're talking about pounds.
Hell yeah, we are. You didn't do the freshman 15? Come on. I was like, why? I can't fit my ass into these jeans anymore. Well, I guess I'll switch to sweatpants. Oh, just like now.
Wait, that was Bono? That sounded like Vinny. It sounded better than Vinny, but it did sound very off the cuff, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I liked it. It was good.
I'm sorry. Is that Bono singing or Vinny? Hard to tell the difference. Okay, stop it. I thought he was hitting his high notes nicely. I mean,
well, it was,
slightly,
you know,
comically, but still there.
I liked it. I thought the song sounded good, too. I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear a recorded version of that. I'm sure it'll be amazing.
Down the phone.
Oh, boy.
Say, and promise me you won't stop.
I think it's nice.
Actually,
I mean, yeah, it's not his best, most, you know, technically perfect singing, but it's fun.
I'm with someone who is still working, and even though my husband is off work, they are still paying him for now. I feel very fortunate, so I'm trying to pay it. Oh, the jumping of these a forward by contacting my service providers like hairstylists and asking if I can prepay you for our next appointment, hoping this helps them stay afloat during this time. That's a great idea.
Do what you can. Honestly, this is a tough time, but certain sectors are just screwed. And if you can do something to help, please do it.
I didn't even know we had an Instacart order out. But the doorbell rang and my kid went running for it. And I'm like, don't you open that. And then she comes back and goes, it's the delivery person. And I went, oh, all right. So I go to the door and I keep my distance as I open it. And the young man is standing there with a bag. And I'm like, hi. And he goes, I've got your order. And I said, okay, you know, put it all down there. And so he drops the bag and I hand him a $10 bill with my fingers barely touching the bill. And he takes it like it's made of poison as well. And then he walks away and gets in his car. And I go, wait a minute. Is that it? And he goes, yeah, that's your whole order. And it turns out that most of the order wasn't available to us. And so, I come back in, I go, that's all we got? She goes, no, that looks like they weren't able to fill the order. And I go, oh man, I gave that kid 10 bucks for half a bag of groceries. And she goes, I already tipped him.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
So, like,
I was actually wondering
about that. I'm like, oh, there's a place for the tip right there on the thing.
Yeah, no, she goes, I've already tipped him 20%, and then you gave him a 10 on top of that.
Well, it's right. His lucky day.
Pay
He's
it
always
forward,
happy
right?
when the dumb husband answers the door, right?
I bet, yeah. let's see. It's raining a lot in Fremont, so I guess the blue skies over my head are not universal.
Yeah, they're blue over my head, too. Sounds like the peninsula's and the East Bay.
It's blue now.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess it moved to the East Bay. Sorry, East Bay. You screwed.
Sorry, Nicole.
A lot of different people have texted in. They are seeming... somehow they're getting a hold of this elastic, so... if you are someone who knows how to sew, and you can find what are those mask? What do you call those things?
They're
that are
patterns.
Up there? Patterns.
So, look, you can easily Google them. I have a Slappy Stuff Instagram, and I've got several patterns up there, and they all link to other people's stuff. Honestly, the sewing community is all banding together on this. And if you've got a sewing machine at your house and it's gathering dust and you're bored, now is a great time to pull that thing out. And there's actually CDC guidelines too on what fabrics work the best and how you can leave a hole in the mask so that people can insert the N95 filter or these disposable filters that they use. I mean, it's a big thing that the medical community needs. And I found the quarter-inch elastic that a lot of these call for at Overstock.com. I don't know if they still have it, but that's where I wound up finding it. I'm waiting on it to be delivered.
Hey, Vinny, please give a shout-out to all the folks working at local animal shelters and the all-volunteer rescue groups pulling dogs and cats. And I don't have it, but yes, absolutely. All the people who are continuing to go to work and keep things running as best you can while... the general public hides in place.
Yep.
I heard Isla's radio debut. When will we hear Diamond? Her name's Cameron. But when is Cameron's radio debut?
Well, she can't talk. She can.
Well, she can certainly sing us Baby Shark. I mean.
She wouldn't even know what to do with or where the microphone is.
That's fine. Just hold her near it.
Let me try. She's up running around right now.
Yeah. Get her. Go get her.
Sure. Why not? Vinny, I so agree. The intersection by your house, a total CF. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my neighbors.
People are familiar with it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so stupid. I sit at it sometimes and think, how did they think? I guess they figured not enough people would ever live here for this to matter.
And yet, there you all are, using that intersection every day.
Someone wrote in and said, Bryn's talking too fast in his closet commercial. Oh. That's not always our fault. Sometimes they really do give us too many words to say.
Can you say something, honey?
I can see her.
No.
Oh.
No.
You got Diamond, her in a headlock?
Come on, Diamond, shine, girl.
I'll hold her up to the microphone.
You know, she's
pushing
not
the microwave. No.
Interested in that.
Say hi, honey.
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. Hi.
Cameron, can you hear us? Does she have the head? She does. She has the head. One. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Say hi.
Say hi, honey.
You want to see Uncle? You want to see Uncle John? Come here, John.
She's eating breakfast.
John's right there?
She loves John. Let's see. I'm dying to see if she... John wandered in a few minutes ago. Hurry up. Get over here, honey. No, Cameron, look it. It's Uncle John. It's Uncle John.
Oh, you want to see Uncle John? Say hi, Uncle John.
Oh, it's Uncle John. Say hi.
Where am I?
Yeah, this is a quiet stage.
You're right there. You're down there at the bottom. Say hi. Say hi, Uncle John.
Hey, Cameron. Or Diamond.
All right. I'll take her back. She got a little smile.
All right.
Well, we tried. Not all of us can be stars like Isla.
Well, I guess she's just that right age, right?
She is just... it's just so charming, Vinny.
925 says, thank you. I do appreciate you encouraging her... I can definitely put a stop to it. All you have to do is say so.
Don't think anyone's going to say that. Tell me if one text rolls in going, enough of that kid.
I will do that.
Yeah. You won't ever get one. Just let me know when that happens.
I will do that. I'll do that as soon as I see it. I will make sure I do that. Speaking to Sarah's comments about supporting local mom and pop businesses, I need a haircut, but my salon is obviously closed. I'm going to give my stylist the money now. Oh, this is another one. Pay
yeah,
in advance.
Yeah, like that other one, but that's great. I think that's a great idea. People who are doing personal services that they can't do right now, you want them to still be there for you when it all comes back online.
Hi, Alice family. We've been in line already since 6:30 at Costco to get some toilet paper. They don't open until 8:30. We have held out as long as possible, having to go shopping for TP, hoping the lines would die down, but they are still long. Luckily for us, we are close to the front, but there are probably over 100 in line already. Love hearing you. I'm all hearing you all. I'm off work and still wake up and listen to my favorite radio family. Stay safe and healthy. I had just read that most grocery stores have stopped running out of stuff. I guess toilet paper is not on the list, but they've been able to restock most food items. So when you go, or if you go in the next week or so, there should be plenty of stuff.
Well, right. And people, you know, they're putting limits on how many you can buy. So hopefully they're staying in stock a little longer. Toilet paper, bleach. There's a few things that are still, it's hit or miss if you're going to be able to find those. We actually, Dick from Dick and Chumley, I think, dropped off bleach this morning.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, Dick. Thank you. Richard.
Hey, one last one and then we'll break. This is 650. Morning. Don't forget, Friday, Ozark Season 3 comes out.
I know. It's so exciting.
I'm on that the minute it drops.
I might wait. I might let it save up for a couple weeks so I can binge it. So no spoilers.
Oh, they don't drop the whole thing at once?
No. That's it. Right? Is that all at once? I don't think so.
No, I thought Netflix was the
Netflix?
One that did
the
all at
then,
once.
Yeah, then it will be all at once. You're right. Oh, that's great news. I thought that was HBO.
Anyway, so Ozark, if you haven't watched that, it is a really good show. It's not for kids. You have to be able to watch that either later at night or if you don't have any of those in your house. Well, lucky you.
There's some sick people on that show. And so this is season three, right? So you've got some binge watching to do, people. That's a good
mm-hmm.
one.
It really is good. Anyway, we'll break real quick and come back and say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. I feel some real guilt over how much fun we're still able to have here on the air together, but it's, you know, lucky us that we get to spend this time together every morning and stay part of people's routines.
Well, it's always good for we like doing this. We love it, actually, but the truth is we are still so grateful for you if you're out there and listening. We do appreciate it.
Definitely.
Any minute we get is good with us. The more, the better.
Yeah, leave us on all day, please.
All day.
And please use the hashtag stay connected if you're going out on Instagram or any of that. We're that way we can look at your posts and you can see our posts and follow us all on Instagram. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, which a lot of people are following already, Alice follows all of us, so all of our handles are on there. And God, we are posting away. And Vinny, I know you took some. Did you get that up on Instagram yet, the video of your daughter broadcasting this morning?
I have not posted that yet, no.
Well, I look forward to that.
I'd like to not, but I have a funny feeling I'll have to put that up.
Well, you know, give the people what they want. That's
sure. Yeah. Anyway, I do want to quickly again thank the teachers for getting the schoolwork shifted from the classroom to the computer. The job you've done is amazing, and I know you're not paid enough, but most of us parents out here have to really appreciate the work you've done and that you're doing. So thank you.
Yeah,
and to all those people out there who are headed to work or working, while many of us are fortunate enough to hide in the house, thank you.
Yep, you are the heroes not wearing capes. I want to say thank you to Mill Valley Refuse. I waved out the front door this morning to thank you for picking up our trash this morning. For the people who are still working in restaurants where we can get some takeout, Support those people so that those restaurants are still there when everything comes back. Keep your social distance if you've got to be outside of the house, running errands or whatever it is that you have to do. And for the most part, let's just hunker down, guys. That's the way. If you want updates, official updates are available by texting COVID-19SF to 888-777. Don't forget that Survivor's on tonight. You got to get all caught up on that so we can talk about it on Friday.
And a real quick tease. I heard Jane has been working all week on today's radio show performance.
Like, too, Ben.
She's peaking today, this afternoon, the Jane Show. Please listen and enjoy her and you know, all the work she's put into this. Come on.
She's
amazing. Be there for it.
Yeah. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.